I want to give a little word from the scripture. If you have your Bibles with me, would you please open the first letter of John? And while you're opening, I want to ask you a personal question. I don't know what you hear, because I'm a foreigner, of course, as you know. But in Russia, people are very sinful. The question is, do you actually sin here? I'm not talking about specific sins, I just in general. Do you consider themselves to be a sinner? Any saint here? Oh, we have one. That's good. So just one saint? Oh, a couple more. All right. Well, let me take you to the first chapter of 1 John. And verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. So I think it's normal, at least normal in Russia, for people to sin, because it's written here. Okay, let us go a little further to chapter 3. And verse 8. He that does sin is of the devil. Well, that's a bad verse. Because I have Russian logic, and my Russian logic tells me that if I sin, that I have connection to the devil. How about English logic? Is it the same as Russian? Or is it different? Well, I like the next verse, ninth verse. Whoever is born of God does no sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Notice, he cannot sin. So the question is, again, it's very logical, whether I am born of God or not. And that's a very important question. Very important question. Actually, I want to go to read another verse in chapter 5, because in the end of his epistle, Apostle Paul is giving some conclusions. And one of the conclusions we can find in verse 18. And he says there, we know that whoever is born of God sins not, but he that was born of God keeps himself, and the evil one touches him not. So my question is, whether the evil one touches you or not. Whether the evil one touches you or not. Here it's very, very clear that whoever is born of God, the evil one is not touching him. Isn't that clear? So how about you? How about evil one? Is it touching you? Or he is, you know, he runs away every time you're approaching. You know, I have only one way to reconcile those scriptures. And the way I see it is that I have my inner being is not as simple as I used to think. I believe that I have a spirit. And the spirit I have was born from God. And those scriptures which we read from the chapter 3 and chapter 8 or chapter 5, they are speaking about my and yours spirit. So we are a new spiritual being. And in the spirit, we are not sinning. More than that, we cannot sin. Our spiritual being, spiritual man, cannot sin. Okay? And the evil one is not touching my spirit and your spirit, if you are born again. Is it clear? So I believe that this simple truth is very, very powerful, mightily powerful. If we consider ourselves as a spirit, because we are a spirit, we have a body. We have a body. We live in the body. Our soul lives in the body, but the major part of our being is spirit. Okay. And the Bible tells me that my spirit is holy, not my soul. We read in the chapter 1 of this epistle that we're still sinning. And this is, of course, telling us about our soul. But our spirit is not sinning. In fact, Apostle Paul, in my favorites or book of Romans, he says that when I commit sin, it's not me who is doing that. It's my flesh. Okay? So, but my spirit cannot sin if it's born again. That's clear? Cannot sin. And the evil one is not touching my spirit. That's great news. Do you like it? Well, people in Russia like it. And let me take you to another wonderful scripture. It's in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. It's really wonderful. And that's 22, 23, and 24. Okay? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passions and lust thereof. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in our Russian translation, we have spirit here in low case. Actually, the Greek text doesn't have capital or lowercase letters. It's just one text. So it depends on the translator or interpreter to put either capital letter S in spirit or lowercase s. But I really like lowercase because I do believe that this is the scripture which reveals us the qualities of our born-again spirit. Are you with me? And that's very, very encouraging to know that in my spirit there are such qualities. They are not, it's not that it will be when I will be, 90 years old or 100 years old, whatever. If I'm born again, then my spirit already this way. All those qualities, they're describing my spirit, which was born again, and which is this way now. And what Bible tells me, that my soul, is supposed to live according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. And then I can release those qualities in this life. Then I can minister those love, patience, joy, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, to everybody here. Because this is the way God created my new spirit. Are you with me? That's fascinating me. You know, when God revealed my when He opened the eyes of my understanding to this truth, it was revolutionary. It really is. Because when I understand who am I in the Spirit, and I know that the real I is Spirit, the real I who will be living forever in heaven is Spirit. And I am like this already. That's why I can live that way. I also have flesh, as you do, unfortunately. But I'm not living. My decision is not to live according to the flesh. My decision is to live according to the Spirit. And then life, which is in the Spirit, is manifested. Then healing, which is in the Spirit, is manifested. Then goodness, which is in the Spirit, is manifested. Then the Spirit, with a capital letter, is manifested, because He lives in my and yours new spirit. I like it. I like it. And I want us to pray now. I want to thank God for what we already have in our spirits. And we want to picture ourselves as the ones who will live in the Spirit this next week, next month, next year. And then there are stories in the Bible about Jesus may well be repeated through us here on this earth. Because Jesus is Spirit. He lived in the Spirit. All the miracles were done in the Spirit. All His love was revealed through the Spirit. And we already have the same Spirit. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, I thank You. I thank You for what You have given us in the Spirit. I thank You that we are a new creation. I thank You that everything which was from old nature is already on the cross. And we are not living in the flesh. We are learning how to live according to the Spirit. And I thank You that our spirit is such a wonderful. I thank You that we have holiness in our spirit. We have righteousness, true righteousness in our spirit. I thank You that our spirit cannot sin, and the evil one is not touching it. I thank You that our spirit reveals love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, self-control. This is the quality of our spirit. Father, I thank You. I will always be thankful for what You are doing through the Spirit You've given us. Father, thank You. And teach us. Teach us this week, Father, how to crucify our lusts, how to crucify all the desires, all the thoughts, all the feelings of our flesh, so that we could live in the Spirit, so that we could see the Bible stories repeated in our lives here on this earth. Father, let us see it. Thank You for what You are doing in our midst today. Thank You, Father, for my precious brothers and sisters, And for everyone who has a spirit, for everyone who has a treasure in this earthly vessel. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to release special power of the Spirit for this congregation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So that everyone could live in the Spirit next week, next month, next year, and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And I also feel something special right now in the Spirit. I feel that during the next 2 years, God will give you a building. And you can receive it if you want to. We also need a building. We're desperate. We need it, you know, back in Asher. But I think it's a good thing if we can pray for the building here. Because for me, it would be a sowing thing, you know. And when you sow, then you can reap. Okay. Shall we pray? Okay. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for River Church. And I release your power, your spirit, which would enable this congregation to have their own building within next 2 years. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so for your glory, Father. Not for themselves, but for your glory, so that this church could be the place of worship, the place of ministry to the community, the place where your leaders could be built and released to their ministry. Let it be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks so much. Should you give them a round of applause?